Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for Your Word. Help us as we consider the passage before us to grow in our love and devotion to You, that we might be found faithful in Your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, picking up at verse 30. Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. How do we stay motivated to live faithfully for Christ? Paul's been dealing with resurrection, with the resurrection of the dead and why we believe in that. And now he tells us why the resurrection is so important as we live our life here today. You see, one of the things that is very hard is to stay motivated, to stay passionate about living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul points out here that if the dead are not raised, then in a sense, everything we do in this life is meaningless. To use the words of the writer of the Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity, or meaningless, all things are meaningless. Why? Because at the end of the day, we end up dead in the ground and that's it. So what should we do if that's the case? If all we have in this life to live for is a grave, then we might as well, as Paul says here, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. If death is the end, then how you live your life actually doesn't really matter, and there's no significance to it whatsoever. However, if, or should I say, since, the dead are raised, then everything you do in this life has eternal significance. Not just as it relates to what you believe in, though obviously that does. If you don't believe in Christ, there is eternal significance in that decision. And that eternal significance is going to hell. But if you believe in Christ, the eternal significance is life with Him forevermore. But I'm thinking more about how you live your life as a believer. If, or since, we will be raised from the dead and face the judgment day, and since we will live with Christ forever, how you live your life today matters. It's important. Whether you live well or not actually has an eternal bearing upon your destiny. Not because it decides whether you go to eternal life or not, but because there are heavenly rewards. There is a heavenly appraisal at the end of time. And so Paul says here, firstly, if the resurrection of the dead is not a thing, then effectively all of his striving and dying and fighting is pointless. Even if he was, he's not saying he did, I don't think, but rather even if he did fight with lions in Ephesus, it would count for nothing. Because at the end of the day, it would mean nothing. But we ought to wake up from our drunken stupor. How many believers, how many Christians live in this life in a drunken glaze? Not from alcohol, but from the lusts of the flesh, from the love of this world, from the idols which satiate their desires. And because of those drunken stupors, they live for self. And this was the problem with the Corinthians. They were devoted to themselves rather than God. They were devoted to their own passions and desires rather than to their eternal destiny. And we need to capture a glorious vision for eternity with Christ, because it's really only that that will motivate true faithfulness today. As Whitfield would put it, we must recognize the fact that we have a heavenly accounting coming. It's not the opinions of man that matter, but only the opinion of Christ. And so we don't live to please men, but we live to please Christ. Why? For some have no knowledge of God, and I say this to your shame. There were people in Corinth who were living as though they didn't even know what God wanted and desired, because they were living for here and now only, and not for eternity. People sometimes say that people are too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. That's a misnomer. The reality is, the people that have been the most heavenly minded have been the most earthly good. You see, if we only have here and now, why fight for injustices? Why fight to fix problems? It's all meaningless. But if we have eyes on eternity, we will consider the weak and marginalized. We will consider the injustices and seek to fix them. We will fight for the poor. We will do what's right, because we have eyes for Christ and not just for this world. Now that's something worth living for, right? But without the resurrection of the dead, there's none of that. And so Paul seeks to motivate the Corinthians with the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead to live in a way that makes sense. And yes, he's providing an argument for the resurrection of the dead as well. But let it motivate you. Let the resurrection of the dead motivate you to live a life worth living. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another time in your word. Would you help us to live faithfully in this life as men and women that will one day rise again? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.